Christy.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say to that whole Lacey and her birthday thing, I understand it's her birthday, great for her, but the guy doesn't have to say happy birthday right away. I do it to my husband every year.
Yeah.
I don't say happy birthday to him in the morning before he goes off to work at the naval station.
Why not?
Maybe because that's not the way she does it.
He knows that I have something big surprise for him. Like, he just had his birthday on the 10th. I didn't get him a thing, and he held it against me for a week until Saturday afternoon. I said, hey, hon, what are you doing tonight? And he's just like, well, obviously, since he didn't give me anything for my birthday, obviously nothing. So that's when I showed him the Judas Priest tickets, which is his favorite singer, and I said, here's your birthday present. I've had it for before your birthday.
So what you're saying, Christy, is that she's got to give it a little time, maybe a little bit later on today.
Sounds like it's a game they play with each other. That's them as a couple.
Well, Lacey, how long did you say you guys have been dating?
Just over 7 months.
Okay, Skye, they haven't even been dating that long. She doesn't know what his habits are yet.
Well, and if this is his habit, obviously she doesn't like it.
Maybe the guy's not even aware that it's her birthday.
7 months. My husband and I met on the
not everybody's like
together,
you, Skye.
We've been with each other for 4.5 years.
Okay, wait a minute. Eddie just brought up.
No.
Come
no.
on. Give me a
An
break.
An incredibly
with that.
Good point. Like, that's it, dude. Conversation over right there.
No.
Please.
I'm sorry. Conversation over. Eddie just said it right now. He may not even know, and that is not a sin. Everybody is not like you, Skye, that they announce it 6 months beforehand.
Lacey?
People don't have half birthdays.
I mean, just as of last week, I was sort of dropping hints about some things that we might do or something.
But
that
he
I might
knows
want
today is your birthday?
What's that?
He knows today is your birthday for sure?
Well, as of last week, we talked. I mean, I talked
You about said
it.
Specifically my birthday is November 2nd?
No, I didn't.
Well, then how the hell is he supposed to know it's your birthday?
P1 JT, are you there?
Crazy broad.
What did you want to say, JT?
Well, I was going to say that I think if her husband would have turned over and said happy birthday to her this morning, she'd probably be calling you guys right now saying that he hasn't done anything else.
You got that right.
No.
You got that right.
No. Happy birthday. I can't believe I called up because I thought that everyone would be like, oh, my God, I can't believe he hasn't said happy birthday.
Oh, you mean like everybody has in your life?
Lacey, most people support you. You have to realize. Eddie and Mikey, it's kind of a boys club. The P1s just want to agree with whatever they're saying.
Get the hell out of here. Are you kidding me?
Most
people who have a heart get the importance of saying happy birthday to a loved one and acknowledge them.
Turn your mic off.
Unbelievable.
No need to yell, Eddie.
Unbelievable.
Excuse you. Will you not call me a bitch, please?
Well, if the shoe fits.
Didn't we have a talk about this?
Not with me.
Well, it now goes for everyone.
Nobody on the show is allowed to call you a bitch. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm saying. It's not nice. And
man, what is this? Nazi Germany?
Thank you.
Okay.
Mikey.
I'm just saying, man, I talk about some real Marxist laws she's trying to lay down around here.
I'm sorry, I don't like my friends calling me a bitch when I'm just saying something that's common sense to most people.
Common sense that me and Mike, this is a boys club show and they're just trying to agree with us. You're being a jerk.
That's not me being a jerk.
Yeah,
that's me being honest.
Oh, but so you're right. We're wrong.
No, I'm not saying
that's
that.
That's exactly what you were trying to imply.
I'm just saying that most people with a heart see the importance of
saying happy birthday. You're being a jerk right now.
And none of our P1s are free thinkers, right?
Not at all.
No, they can't think for themselves.
The majority of them want to agree with you guys. It's true. Come on. It's
totally true.
And so we are heartless.
What is that,
and so
Ashley?
We are heartless, is what you're saying.
No, it's not a bad thing.
We don't acknowledge birthdays.
It's not a bad thing.
No, I didn't say either of those things.
You
even,
just said
even
most
Mikey,
people with a heart.
Give me a break. Mikey even said if it was his wife, yes, he would say happy birthday first thing. So that's saying.
This guy doesn't even know it's her birthday.
How can that be true?
You don't know that.
If they had a conversation that her birthday was coming up, if you live with a woman and you're having a conversation with her when her birthday's coming up, you're not going to take note of it?
Well, apparently he didn't.
That is the unbelievable part.
So it's either he doesn't care or he has something planned later tonight.
Why don't you jump to more conclusions, Sky?
Why don't you create another fantasy world? Okay, because obviously you're coming up with this scenario.
Okay, so you are apparently there.
What would you guys call this? If you're having a conversation with your live-in mate about your birthday coming up in a week and then you don't take note of it, that doesn't mean you don't care?
But he probably does care. We don't know anything right now.
I said he either doesn't care or he has something planned for tonight. Those are the two things I said, and that's when you guys start going, oh, jump to more conclusions, Sky. Oh, make up more things. Blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
You're calling us heartless.
I know someone who would care about their girlfriend's birthday. Steve-O, your brother.
What do you mean?
Well, he's out front.
That's not my brother, Steve.
Okay, then your other brother.
My brother Sam is here.
That's awesome. Thank you for interrupting with that.
Yeah. Trying to break the ice.
All right, well, have somebody go get him.
Okay.
Boston Rob could go get him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lacey.
Oh, that's my brother. He's married. That's my brother. Listen, Lacey, I'm telling you. And Shauna even just sent me an IM right now. She said she forgot Justin's birthday. Is she a monster?
Is she a monster? That's not cool.
Yeah, tell me about what's wrong with her. That's your buddy, by the way.
I know. I love Shauna to death, but that's not cool. And if that was my spouse, my feelings would be really, really hurt.
Of course they would.
I think
anyone. It's the one day out of the year that is your personal special day.
But Sean,
and they're going to forget it. It's one day.
If you have not mentioned to your person, hey, my birthday is blah, blah, blah.
We talk about it last week.
See?
What did you say? My birthday's coming up?
It doesn't matter.
It could be months from now.
It doesn't matter.
I don't even know. She already said she did not be specific about November 2nd.
But if you care, you would ask. You would be like, oh, well, what day is it?
In Sky's world. In Sean's world. Like,
no,
are you writing the book?
Polite world.
Oh, really? So you're writing the book on what's polite and what's not polite?
Well, this is coming from Sean. It's impolite to not find out when someone's birthday is when you're living with them.
Yes.
Exactly.
You should know that.
Yes.
Sean is on my side.
I really seriously doubt that I'm going to get flowers or anything. I mean,
Hang on just a second, Lacey. Our program director and boss, Shauna, is on the line, and I'm sure Sky wants to tell Shauna what a monster she is.
No, I'm sure Shauna realizes on her own that it wasn't the right thing to do.
I don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing as long as you recognize it and acknowledge it, Shauna.
Yeah, I felt horrible, but he got really good presents that day.
See, she felt horrible. That's saying it right there. It's not a nice thing to do.
But Shauna, I think my question, Shauna, is that are you a monster if you forget to say it that morning, but you still somehow come through with saying happy birthday and doing the whole thing?
I do not think I was a monster because I forgot to say it that morning. Not at all.
I don't think you are either. Sky would like you to be hung from the rafters. So would Sean.
Those are your words.
Both of you guys were very clear.
Lacey.
Yeah, Lacey, I'm telling you, you got to relax and wait. The phone call could still be coming.
Well, that is just unacceptable.
There you go. All right, thank you, Shauna.
Bye.
Thank you, Lacey. Thank you for the phone
call. Hi, guys.
Happy birthday, Lacey. We love you.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
Yeah, have a good one.
Aw, poor thing.
And they came in here with a whole big... My brother walked in with a big... looked like a big cooler. I don't know what he's got packed in here for us.
Yes.
My brother's a chef. Letting him have a plug to the place he cooks at. And come on in, Sam. Sam, what did you make? What did you make? Come over here to the microphone.
What did you make? I made a dish called Piccolo Mondo, which is chicken. It's got artichokes and all kinds of goodies.
Was that the thing you were making the other night when I was watching you? Oh, I came in here. I told you guys about this meal.
Yeah, that sounded so good.
Tell people what it is.
It's basically a bechamel sauce, which is white sauce. And it's got, Eddie will probably recognize this, it's got artichokes and mushrooms. And I put a little red pepper for some sass.
Mm-hmm.
and then I put together a spaghetti with
Now, why did he say spaghetti weird?
Because it's Italian way to say it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Spaghetti.
That's
spaghetti.
One of them's really rich and the other one is really tart. So
it's got a little gabagoo in it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Have you ever forgot to say happy birthday to your wife at the exact moment of waking up?
No, I always, kiss my wife and tell her happy birthday. And I
thank you.
Good man.
Yep, that's
now,
a good husband.
That, do you think that if you happen to forget early in the morning that you're somehow a monster?
Like if you leave the house without saying happy birthday?
You know what? She would be, like, pretty cool because Cheryl's pretty cool. But I think a lot of people would be like,
exactly, because you know, she's cool. Because she's cool.
And then did you hear what he said? I think a lot of people would be hurt.
I didn't hear that part.
Well,
yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah. No one did, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Shut up, Rob.
Let him agree.
Stupid.
He's got a whole thing over here.
He's got, like, a whole cooler and the whole deal.
It's kind of hot.
Oh, so hot.
He's kind of hot.
Yeah, the facial hair and all that.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm very angry.
Yeah, guys. Yeah.
He looks about nothing
that,
like you.
About that time.
He's like Mike, but better.
Oh. Will you stop? Okay. Can you go outside the room to spray that?
Hey, yeah, I'll reapply too. Thanks for reminding me.
Hey, seriously, don't spray that in here because it gives me a headache.
Okay.
Really.
Yeah, go in the hall.
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
Glad you reminded me. I'll apply mine as well.
Okay. Look, there goes Ashley. Now Ashley's doing her deal.
Let's get nice and...
Sean, what do you think of that?
Hey, Mikey, why do you use
with
aerosol?
With my tropical punch deodorant?
The first time I didn't, I was putting the...
Well, don't use aerosol. It's bad for the environment.
Secret platinum. What up? Shout out.
How you feeling over there, Ash?
Doing good. Doing great.
There you go. Hey, Eddie, what time? When is the guy coming in that interviewed... When is the guy coming in that interviewed Triple H?
I told him to go home.
You did?
Want to know why?
Why?
Why? What happened?
This kid was an idiot.
Dude.
What
he happened? Had the best
first of all,
story
let me,
ever.
Let me tell exactly what this was supposed to be. Apparently, the wrestler, Triple H, this guy got into a press conference with Triple H, and he's just a normal guy listener. He says that he tape-recorded himself interviewing Triple H.
That's cool.
And he wrote Eddie and said, you want to play this stuff on the air? We were like, yeah. What happened?
He showed up. Didn't have it tape recorded, has it written, like what? A written interview. And I was like, huh? What? What is this?
How did he first say it to you? What did he say?
I'll have to look. He said, I think it must be my mistake. He said, I interviewed Triple H. Do you guys want to do anything with this?
And you assume, because we're a radio show, audio of said interview.
And so he showed up with this written interview.
Oh, my God.
And I told Colonel, legal pad?
I told Colonels, I go, tell him thanks, but we
aw,
go away.
Aw, poor kid.
That's brutal.
So dumb.
That sucks.
That would have been funny to have him come in and read the manuscript.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, like, he couldn't have faked that or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Triple H said.
And then I said. And then he said.
Hilarious.
Mikey show. Mikey hello. Show. Hello. Yeah, go ahead.
This is P1 for me. I wanted to say something about Lacey's birthday. Mine's on January 2nd, and my own family forgets it every year.
Listen,
that
it happens.
That sucks.
It happens.
Doesn't that make you feel like crap, sir?
Actually, no, because, you know, you get over it because you have...
Thank you. That's all I needed to know.
But Mikey the first year,
no.
It must have really
said no.
Mikey
we
said
didn't
no.
let him finish.
And Mikey show.
Yeah, this is Alan with Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
And I hear that you guys needed some drinks. Is that correct?
Alan from what? I'm sorry?
From Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Oh, and you heard that we needed some drinks.
Pep it up.
We didn't say that we needed drinks, but if you'd like to bring drinks down, then that's really nice of you.
Pepsi.
Yeah, we're right outside.
You don't have to cough it, Rob. He's asking.
Yeah, it's okay, Rob. You don't have to.
Diet. A DP. Oh, yeah.
Whoa, easy there.
That's a little personal, right?
I don't think he's offering that. It's only soda.
He's saying he wants to drink.
Yeah, sure, you can bring some Pepsi and Diet Pepsi and leave it at the front desk, bro. That's really nice of you.
Okay, we got this new drink.
What is it?
We'll drop off in the front.
What's the new drink?
It's called MDX.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is it?
It's a new energy drink.
Okay, do you have any diet versions of it?
Of course we do.
Oh, dude, I'll try it.
Okay, we're pulling up right now.
All right, thanks.
All right.
That's it.
Awesome.
That's
wow.
Neat.
Just want to let you guys know, we have been on the radio for 9.5 hours.
That's it.
I'm starting to get my second wind. I'm good.
Dude, I didn't even see you go through your...
That's it. That's all it was.
I saw it.
I had a little bit of a malfunction, but I'm all right.
There
I'm
was
back.
A moment yeah. when you were upset with the germ guy, but you
well,
pulled through.
That just was
that
stupid.
Was awesome.
I hated that guy. I really hated him, and I still do, actually.
That's not
he
nice.
He was boring and irritating and dumb.
Aw, that's not nice.
That was
the only part about that I agree with is all of it. About 12 hours from now, is where I think I'm really going to start to crash and burn. Oh, where's Bobby Kernels?
He's helping your brother.
Oh, bring stuff in?
Yeah.
Kernels.
Okay. Because I need to... You know what, Boston Rob, can you help me?
Yeah. What do you want?
Look at Rob. So weird.
I need to move around.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm moving. I'm Rob.
Excuse me, kind sir. Yeah. But what can I do you for?
What might I assist you with?
Does I need assistance?
That's awesome.
Chase me some hot water. Give me some hot water for this tea.
A cup?
No, Rob. I was thinking about a bathtub full.
I don't know.
Can you get me a cup of hot water, please?
I can do that. Thank you. I can even make the tea if you want.
It's okay, Rob.
All right.
Yeah, don't worry about it there, buddy.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Have you noticed that our phones have not stopped ringing since we've been on the air?
That's the truth.
That's so insane.
I love it.
That is the truth. Let's make some.
I love it.
Mikey Show.
Yeah, you guys still going to do the Stoner Stonebee around 6 o'clock?
We are.
Right on.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Love to hear from people that have been listening to us the whole time at work, you know, as they were commuting, whatever. Some people that were listening to us on the commute this morning are going to begin listening to us on the commute home very soon. Mikey Show.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if I could talk to Mikey.
Yeah, you're on the air, bro.
Oh, okay, yes, my son's very special, and he has a birthday.
This guy just called my inside line.
Awful. He just called the inside line?
He knew my inside work line, which I thought was really weird.
Really?
I don't know how he got it. But. Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a
fishy.
Bit.
And he's doing a bit.
Fishy.
Yeah.
Mm. No, who is this?
My son's birthday is today. We listen to your show all the time, and I was wondering if you could just talk to him. I'm so emotional right now.
Yeah. Let me talk to him.
Clint.
Okay.
Oh, is it Clint?
Is it Clint?
Clint's good with voices.
It's Clint. Go ahead.
It's got to be.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Mikey.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you had spaghetti.
Who is it? What?
Oh. That's special ed. It's Craig.
It's Craig.
It's Craig Gass.
It's Craig Gass.
You son of a bitch. Because I was like, who the hell?
You son of a bitch.
I was so mean to him on the inside line.
Spaghetti.
Is it Florentine and Gass or just Gass?
Hello.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
It's my birthday today. I want spaghetti.
So dumb.
Okay. My mommy went to the potty. Hold on. Okay, no, wait. Do you have spaghetti?
Yeah, we do. We have spaghetti.
Okay.
Florentine. Yeah. Where are you?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm at the spaghetti factory in San Marcos.
Oh, it isn't. It is not Florentine and Gas, is it?
Yes,
it is. Oh, my God. What the hell is going on?
This is Ed. You're not listening, lady.
Lady? That's my favorite.
Now somebody's calling her inside line. I don't know what.
Did you hang up on him?
No. I got him on hold, but I don't know who it is. He's mentioning San Marcos. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. My son just got off the phone. Who am I speaking with?
High school kids. I guarantee you.
No way, because how did they know my inside line?
I don't know, but I think if that was Florentine or Gas.
Well, and then I heard the radio in the back.
Yeah, so they got
to
be in town.
So they have to be in town, so I'm still voting for Clint.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give him your inside line?
Well...
No.
They're looking over her shoulder.
I don't know what's going on.
Like, who?
I don't remember what I do from moment to moment.
Like, I might have...
I was just asking myself, do I need to go to the bathroom? And myself said, who's this? May I help you? Yeah, and I said,
may I help you, sir?
And I said, it's you, stupid. And they were like, leave a message.
What?
And I was like, what?
Oh, man.
Shut up.
God, was that Jim Florentine?
I think it was.
Was it Jim Florentine and Craig?
Mother.
Maybe it was. All right. All right, I'm marking things off.
Mark them off, Mike.
We're making some good progress here.
Mark them off.
Did you get me that?
Here you go, Bob. Does B-Rob have to wear his hair like a unicorn?
Please don't, Rob. It looks so bad when you do that.
Ah, man.
He really thinks that hair has got it going on, and he will not take it out of that... It's like he's got, he's like a Robalope.
Look at how greasy he's getting.
He's like a Robicorn.
Yeah, he's starting to glisten. Come over here and give Sean a hug. Yeah.
Get your... I swear to God.
What's the problem?
Hey,
I will
Sean,
punch and I will.
You don't Sean, like as a germaphobe, how much would it cost to get Boston Rob to hug you?
No, I'm not, it's not
just gonna, a hug.
Enough
I'll
cash
hug.
In my pocket?
Dude, there. Seriously, you couldn't. You wouldn't be able to write me a check for the
it's
amount.
It's a hug. It's love.
It's a hug.
Love, love.
No.
All who's got
you
the
need
love?
Is love.
Boop, have to use the facilities.
Right. You have to answer.
Oh, you have
trivia
to answer
questions.
A trivia question.
Yeah, you got to answer a trivia question.
Give him one, Mikey.
Okay, let me think here. I got to come up with one for you.
Something good.
All right, Rob, you ready? Or excuse me. All right, Sean, you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Your trivia question is, what was Janet Jackson's character's name on Good Times? What was Janet Jackson's character's name on Good Times?
Let's see now. Good Times. Watched it a lot as a kid. Haven't seen it lately. But I was a fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what denomination are we at?
We are at 250.
So if I get this wrong, I go home with 125.
That's right.
Oh, God.
This is just to go to the bathroom, dude. Yeah.
I believe... the name of Janet Jackson's character.
Quickly, please.
Buffalo Butt.
That is not correct.
In Good Times.
Can he use a lifeline or anything
can
like
he
that?
Use a, yeah, you can use a lifeline.
Can I use a lifeline?
Yeah.
I don't need a lifeline.
All right.
Oh, look at you.
Oh.
I
so cool. You're so awesome.
It was.
You know everything.
Yeah, someone's a little confident.
Confident. Yeah.
I
just said
confident. You're an idiot.
I want to play.
All right, you want to try? Oh, whoa, look at this.
What's going on
right
now?
Holy cow, look at this.
Oh, snap, crackle, pop.
He's coming in here with all kinds of food. My brother's got all this food. It's plated.
Oh, my God, look at this.
And the whole deal.
This is grubbing looking.
Wow.
Spaghetti.
So glad it's
spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
All right, so do you want to answer the question, Sean?
Yeah.
Yes. I believe it was Penny.
That's right.
Oh!
You may go to the can.
Thank you.
Peace out, Holmes.
And there you go.
Whew.
Is this mine over here?
You know it.
Look at Mr. Silverware, man.
Whoa, whoa,
that
whoa.
Looks beautiful.
Yeah, he's got to describe what's going on here. Sam,
so
what is...
Good. I'd shake your hand, but
I appreciate that.
Sam, go over the microphone over there that he just left and describe, because this is beautiful, dude.
If I get it.
Now, what do you got going on here?
I feel bad because it was really, really hot a second ago, and now it's kind of... cooling out. It's spaghetti with a spicy, what do you call it? Red pepper sauce.
Right.
And then it's a chicken dish, which is a white cream sauce called bechamel.
Oh.
And it's got artichokes
and
mushrooms.
Oh, there's chicken under here. I was just making fun of Rob for offering me a knife.
And it's...
I'm like, what, you want me to cut these mashed potatoes?
And it's got a ton of cheese on it.
Sorry,
lots,
Rizzle.
Lots of fresh Parmesan cheese.
All right, let me taste this.
And the black stuff is a balsamic drizzle.
Holy cow.
Wow, the presentation's gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
Figured if I did the balsamic drizzle, it would just, you know, put it over there.
Oh, yes. Bravo.
It would make me the next food...
Dude.
No, I guess I can't be that.
Yeah, what's up with that? You being the chef and your mom are trying to steal your thunder.
I sent in a tape to that, though.
Oh, you did it, too?
Yeah, actually, I did.
He was trying to do it. What happened?
They picked a couple of other,
homosexual
gentlemen.
Yes. Yes.
Hey.
Well, they were. It was two gay guys.
Okay.
Yeah. They were life partners.
Well, I'm just glad that their show was really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
So. I hear a little sarcasm.
I'm not bitter.
Oh, well.
Mmm.
Delicious.
They did great. I don't know if they're still on, but
spaghetti.
They did great.
This is incredible.
The spaghetti.
This is incredible.
Yeah. This is something that, actually, it's a dish that I had when I first met my wife, when we had our first date.
Aww.
We went to a place called Da Vinci's in Tucson, and they made this dish. And,
oh, it's so good.
Before I was a chef, I was like, God, I wonder how you make this. It's so incredible. And, you know, now that I'm working in the field, you know, it's like pretty easy.
Hey, do you want to plug the restaurant or no? Can you plug the restaurant or no?
Sure. I work at the Sheraton downtown, right across from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
The Sheraton Harbor's Edge.
Yeah.
The restaurant.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
The water and stuff?
Yeah, it's right there on the water.
Mm,
so
that sounds pretty.
It's a beautiful place. I mean, when the sun's coming down, you can see all the boats. And it's very romantic. Great price. Great food. Mm. Work with a great group of guys.
This is good.
So good.
I figured, you know, you guys were having a lot of food, but it'd be nice to have some good home cooking. So
yeah, it really hits the spot.
Very, very good.
Mm. Very orgasmically good.
Right on.
Sean, what are you doing?
Did she
get my Coke?
Your what?
Coke.
I know, but you were doing some kind of cleaning thing with it.
I was getting
stuff off the top.
Sean, go sit down. This is something new. Sean's a germaphobe, but I've never seen him do this.
You haven't?
Have you seen the process that he goes through when he's drinking a soda?
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised, you know, he's drinking out of the can.
Well, there are two reasons, main reasons why I will drink it out of the can. Reason number one, it's been soaking in that tub out there, so it's been soaking in water.
And that's good?
Yeah, because it loosens the hantavirus at the top.
Goodness.
Sean, you realize that there's no hantavirus on there.
There is hantavirus.
There is not.
There absolutely is.
There is absolutely not.
Sean, Sean, because when these things sit in the warehouse waiting to be shipped to wherever they need to go, to whatever store they need to go to, rats are scurrying about the premises, hantavirusing on everything.
All right, National Center for Infectious Diseases about hantavirus. Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome is a deadly disease transmitted by infected rodents through urine droppings or saliva.
Thank you.
Humans can contract the disease when they breathe in aerosolized virus. HPS was first recognized in 1993 and has since been identified throughout the United States. Although rare, HPS is potentially deadly. Rodent control in and around the home remains the primary strategy for preventing hantavirus infection. So you're telling me that you truly believe that if you're not careful with your drinking of soda pops, that you could potentially catch the hantavirus?
Yes.
Why aren't the rest of us concerned about that, Sean? I mean, everybody else?
Not careful enough, I guess.
Yeah, but the question is, you know, you would think that if that were such a... What happened?
His earbud just fell in the, like, the goop.
Oh.
It's okay. It barely touched it. You're good.
But, Sean, you would just think if it was such a deadly disease that could really be contracted by the every average day...
You know, well, most people do wipe... I mean, you should wash and wipe the top of your soda can off.
I would definitely.
Because,
I'm starting to believe that you're just as much of a... germaphobic.
No, like, I'm not to that extent, but it is true that all these sodas are kept in warehouses, and the top of them do get covered, unfortunately, with rat droppings.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
That promotions cooler hasn't been cleaned out since 1975.
Well, that's not nice to say.
Give me a break. He's happy.
Wait, Eddie, to say that is to say that in 75 it was clean.
Yeah, good point. Oh, I love it.
I just, you know, you hit the guy with logic. You could, dude, nobody else believes they're going to get hantavirus or something. It doesn't matter. He still believes he'll get hantavirus. Hang on a minute. I'm going to actually take this. Hello?
Oh, your cell phone?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Mm. Who is it?
Where are you?
This is so good.
Okay, you
really?
So
no, why don't you turn it on 105.3?
Right. Do you guys know who Mikey's on the phone with?
No clue.
Oh.
Okay, and then I'll talk to you there.
Who are you on the phone with?
No, I'm not on the phone.
Who are you on the phone with?
That was my friend Amy. She didn't know we were on.
Well, she never listened.
Well, she would have had to have been listening for the last month that we've been announcing the 28-hour show coming up on November 2nd. Because we've been only announcing that for the past month. that on the 22nd, on the 2nd of November, I'm going to do the 28-hour show on the air for 28 straight hours. Anywho.
Mm.
It's pretty good food, isn't it?
Oh.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sammy, what's it called again? Yell it out.
Piccolo Mondo.
Piccolo Mondo.
Mondo.
Mikey Show.
Hi. Does Mikey know the Lost Show isn't, it's a rerun?
It's a rerun. We've been saying that. We're still watching.
Yeah?
We're still watching it. Yeah, we've been saying it's a rerun. We're still watching it.
Oh, okay.
Fun is fun, bro. Hey, are you watching the movies with us?
Yeah.
Do you know what they are?
Lord of the Rings.
And?
I don't know the other one.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, yeah.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Thank you. Okay, let me tell people again. Starting tonight at 10 o'clock, we are going to begin watching. Sean is in love with his food right now.
Oh, it's so good.
Starting tonight at 10 o'clock, we're going to be watching one of two movies. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, and this is the standard edition. Start watching that at 10 o'clock. What we will have you do is go rent the movie now. If you're getting off work now, go rent the movie now. Flounder, you going to watch with us tonight? You watch with us? Go. You got to get it, dude. It's so fun. It really is. You get the movie, you rent it or you buy it or whatever, you go home, and you put it in the DVD player, and we will say with you, go to your main menu. And then we will say, I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, go on go. Everybody hit play. So I'll go 1, 2, 3, go. Boom, you hit play. And then we're all synced up, and we are watching it together. It's pretty awesome. The other movie that we're going to watch is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Great movie. Lots of potential there for people to be, you know, screwing around and saying stuff. That's the deal. Sam, we got a P1 that wrote in and said, hey, that dish sounds really good. I wish I could make some of that for my family. Can you guys have Sam post the recipe for the meal on the website? Can we put the recipe on the website?
Or is it secret?
Or is it secret?
No, no, sure.
We can?
We can.
Cool.
Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, we'll have Colonels take care of that. And we'll put the recipe of the meal. I wish we could have taken out a picture of it.
Oh, dude, the presentation was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all torn apart now, though.
Well, yours isn't.
I know, I'm a nibbler.
You haven't even touched it.
I have, too.
Why do you hate it? I've taken a bite of everything.
Well, how come you don't like my brother's food?
Awful.
You're hurting him.
Why are you guys being dicks right now?
See you guys later.
Sam, it's so good. I've just eaten so much, plus the fact that I don't do much dairy, so that's, you know.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, it's true.
Sorry, diva.
I'm not being a diva. It hurts my tum-tum.
Sorry, Sam.
What is she, some kind of princess or something?
Sorry, Sam. Sky farts when she eats that.
Oh.
It's okay, Sky.
What? What happened?
You guys are all dicks.
What? No. Did he say something that wasn't true?
We don't want to force you. Listen,
yes,
I don't want to give you the toots. Listen, I'm not kidding. Mikey Show.
Yo, Mikey, what's up? Steven Flatline.
What's going on, dude?
Hey, how are you when we find out what you're going to do to get the people in the studio and stuff?
Yeah. Great question. P1s are calling in with the right questions right now.
Yep.
All right, dude, listen on the radio, and we'll figure it out right now, okay?
All right, man.
All right, and you might have to call back, so be ready. Eddie, how should we handle this? I know. I don't know. Yeah, Eddie just got this look on his face like, how the hell do I know?
Very carefully.
Hilarious.
I say, you know, let's wait a specific time. So that means they have to keep listening.
All right.
That's good. And then you have to call in maybe at a certain time, say a certain thing.
Oh, wait a minute.
Break it down.
Okay. Why don't we do it about... God dang it. I think the thing is we got to give people time to plan for it. We can't spring it on them and go, be down here in an hour. We should probably have them win and come down here later.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like maybe an hour from now?
Okay, that sounds good. So about 4:50. Because at 5 o'clock, Mikey Show Idol. We are all going to sing on the air.
Oh,
that was so good.
Sky's not going to cheat and do Jewel this year.
Because
you did so damn good with it. We knew what you were going to try to pull.
Yep.
Right, Eddie? Was she not going to try to pull?
Definitely. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I know I sound real hot when I sing Jewel, so I'm just going to sing Jewel and kill it.
Oh, whatever. Come on. Didn't help me last year now, didn't?
Not even a little bit.
No, not so much.
Well, I wouldn't say not even a little bit.
Even though people would call after the 28-hour show and request me to sing it, Sean still somehow won. I didn't hear anybody calling requesting Sean to sing songs.
He was pretty good.
Amen, sister.
That's right, Eddie. Come on. This is our year, boy. Woo!
I'm down.
All right.
I want that title.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have it.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh. You don't want to win?
Look who's all cocky.
Yeah, I've already won one, so I'll let you other peons win.
Pretty much.
I hate you.
Little dick.
Hey, wait a minute. So you think you can dance challenge doesn't happen till 4 a.m.? My wife is dying for that so bad.
Dude,
she's
that
gonna
is going to be the best.
What is that?
I can't wait. I can't wait. Me and you are going to be like the hosts.
Oh.
Sean.
And it's between
I'm good.
Me, Eddie, B-Rob, and Ashley.
That's right.
That's going to be great.
They're all going to dance.
It's going to be, we're going to do couples, right? We're going to, pull names from hats.
Are you really?
And pair up.
Eddie,
and do
how's it
going to
work? Explain
dance.
It.
She's explaining it.
Yeah, so we pull a name out of the
hat. He only hears my voice.
I know.
Eddie, what's going on?
I have to know what the MC's talking about.
She got the air, Eddie.
What's going on? Even though it was Sky's idea. Eddie, what's going on?
She's explaining it.
I love it.
So we're going to pull names from a hat. We're going to do a couple's dance. So it could be me and Eddie. It could be me and Ashley. It could be
B-Rob
and Eddie. Who knows? Geez. And then the couple that gets to move on, I believe, would go to an individual challenge where they both dance individually.
Break it down.
We'll have the webcam going. It's going to be 4 o'clock in the morning. We'll all be in our PJs. It's going to be dope.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
Oh, you don't back out on me now.